If you have a Wells Fargo account, now might be a good time to stop by a branch for a little chat. As you've been hearing today, the federal government slapped the company with a $100 million penalty. Thousands of Wells Fargo staff members are out of a job because they're accused of opening new deposit and credit accounts in customers' names in order to hit their quotas and earn incentives. Deseret Mutual certified financial planner Shane Stewart is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for joining us, Shane. Appreciate it.
Sure, Jeff.
What would you recommend to anyone who has a Wells Fargo account? What do you do about this?
Well, pay attention. I think you need to, as you suggested, take a look online or go into a branch and just make sure that you don't have any accounts that you don't remember opening or that you didn't open. These employees were being rewarded for opening new accounts, and it became fraudulent, and there are accounts out there that may have been opened in your name that you didn't authorize, and so just paying attention to that would be extremely helpful.
Now, I'm incredibly suspicious. You might not know the answer to this, but if you log on and look at your accounts online, is it possible that they opened one for you, but it doesn't show up in your online account?
It is, and so you would want to look at any avenue, including walking into a branch and asking them specifically, can you tell me any and all accounts that are open in my name? That's probably the best solution.
Well, the federal government thinks this is inexcusable. The banks should have some internal protections against this kind of thing. Aren't they supposed to?
Absolutely. In fact, this is, in my opinion, an oversight issue, meaning they did not supervise employees well enough to prevent against this. There will always be sales incentives in any kind of company that's trying to sell and increase their business, and rightly so. That's the way business works. But to not properly oversee employees, it's unfortunate, but not a surprise that something like this happened. It's a big surprise at how widespread it is.
We're trying to wrap our heads around this. So the risk to a customer is that you may have been paying fees for months and months and months for an account that you didn't know you had.
That's correct. And even things like bounce checks or those types of things that could have happened on an account that you didn't know about that can affect your credit rating as well. So those would need to be cleaned up.
So this means check your account and check your account carefully. Maybe walk into the branch. It's a $100 million fine. $100 million seems like a lot of money, but is it to Wells Fargo?
Well, it won't hurt them significantly, meaning they're large enough to absorb that. However, it is one of the largest that's been handed down in recent memory. And the reason being is because it was so widespread. Interestingly, the restitution is only about $5 million because it wasn't so much about no money was being taken or stolen. It was simply the fees that others might incur because these accounts were open. So the good news for anyone, even if you're impacted by this, is that your money is likely still there. It's just that you have other accounts collecting fees unnecessarily.